Good morning, Greenville and Carolinas.
You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer. And we've got a good show today. Well, we've got a good show every day. But I have been out recently trying to do a lot of hiking because the weather's just been so beautiful. And all the trees are finally changing colors and they just look so magical and mystical. And so I went out with my friend Andrew. Hi, shout out to you, friend Andrew. We went out to Lake Conestee and we were hiking around on the trails there. And let me tell you guys, there are some beautiful trees out at Lake Conestee. There's way more out there, too. I don't know if you guys have been out to Lake Conestee before, but I would highly recommend it. And if that didn't convince you, stay tuned because the next hour of our show will. We've got two very special guests, Sarah Whitmire and Mary Walter from Lake Conestee Nature Park, here to give us the lowdown on Lake Conestee. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So let's start. Lake Conestee is not just a nature park. Lake Conestee has had a rich history in the manufacturing and textile era of Greenville and even before that. So will you give us a rundown of the history of the park?
Sure, I'll be glad to. We really came from, it was an idea born with the Friends of the Reedy River, an organization that's been around for a long time. And there were discussions with the Friends of the Reedy River back in 1994 about Lake Conestee and what a historic area and what a beautiful area it was. And so it really was started then. And then the Conestee Foundation was incorporated in February of 2000. And we started acquiring different tracts of land and through the years. And we have over 400 acres now. But the park actually was not opened until October of 2006. So if you can do the math, you'll realize we just celebrated our 10th anniversary.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, Conestee.
We had a great gathering of a lot of the key organizations and people who were involved in getting us started. And that was a big celebration for us to look and see all the numbers and the statistics and everything that's been achieved over the previous years. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And even before, I love Lake Conestee. So I've been doing my own research on it. Even before it was a nature park, I mean, going back all the way to the days of the Native Americans, the Cherokee Indians actually used to live, they didn't live out at Conestee, but they would make camps there. So you can see fossil records and other evidence of Cherokee Indians out at Lake Conestee. So maybe if you're out there, you'll find an arrowhead or a carving or something
really
cool.
Lucky. Yeah.
they may all be gone by now. That was quite a while ago. But after that, it acted as we had, of course, the Conestee Mill out at Lake Conestee. And it was very, very important in the textile era of Greenville. As you listeners may or may not know, Greenville is considered, or once was considered, to be the textile capital of the world. Mm-hmm. So we have such, all the rivers around the area really allowed the mills to come in. And I mean, it's clear over in West Greenville, we've got lots of mills, you know, all along the Reedy River, lots and lots of mills. So Conestee was one of those mills all the way from the late 1700s up until the 1900s.
And the dam, the Conestee Dam, was built in the late 1800s, 1893, and that was to provide power and things for the main mill that you can still see remnants of in the town of Conestee. And that dam is very, very old at this point.
It is.
And it is an original structure, you know, stone masonry. It's pretty cool to look at and realize that thing's been around for as long as it has.
It's cool. I see people photographing the mill all the time and the dam all the time. Mm-hmm. It's good shots down there. It's kind of dicey. You have to get on the road to get down there and see it, but it just don't get hit by a car and you're fine.
Access is a little hard to the actual dam itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it was also, they had the Carruth Armory?
Carruth.
Okay.
That's Carruth.
Good old gun factory there built in early 1800s, 1815. So it's been a paper mill. It's been all sorts of stuff out there.
We have a number of historians that are either on our board or consultants with us who really, really enjoy studying the history and digging up the old photographs. So it's been great. We continue to learn more and more about the land and the importance that it has in the Greenville community.
Yeah, that's awesome. So 400 acres is the current park right now.
Just over 400. We try to look at the surrounding adjacent properties, and we would love to add to that and make it even larger than its 400 plus acres right now.
Yeah, and Lake Conestee just recently was designated as a wildlife sanctuary. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Based on the different types of habitats and the numbers of species of birds and things that we found out there, they've gone through the process and the paperwork to have it designated so that we can further protect the biodiversity of that area. Since we are kind of, it's like an oasis in the middle of Greenville County, development and things like that can always be an issue. So the more protection we can get for that specific piece of land, the better for everyone.
And we really have to give so much credit to our executive director, Dave Hargett. Mm-hmm. He's been involved since day one and was involved in the Friends of the Reedy River and then helped to create the Conestee Foundation and has just been with the organization 24/7. Truly.
Oh, he's a hard worker. That man is very passionate about Lake Conestee. Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that really helped to write the bill that went to Columbia, to our state legislature, to get this, to get our park designated as the wildlife sanctuary. So, and you know, we give thanks to our representatives for supporting it and all, but Dave really deserves a big credit for that.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Dave Hargett. Mm-hmm. Great. So with this wildlife sanctuary status, I know one of the stipulations is that you can't hunt on the property, which I don't think you could before, but now even on the waterways, you can't hunt. What are some other things that come along with that protection?
We mainly can get backup to actually enforce some of the rules that were already in place through DNR. So like no hunting and no fishing and you know, vandalism and things like that might occur. We actually can enforce that if necessary through DNR.
That's good. So. Yeah, I don't know if I would want to fish at Lake Conestee. You guys,
no.
Let's talk about the lake a little bit. The bottom of Lake Conestee is the dumping ground for the mills, or right. Former dumping ground. At one point, the mills all drained there into the lake. So the lake bottom is full of heavy metals and toxins right. And things that have settled there. And we do not want to disturb by swimming in it or fishing in it.
No. So the history of all the textile mills and everything that was on the Reedy River up through Greenville, that history before 1970 when we had the Clean Water Act, everything was getting dumped into the water, including raw sewage. It's yummy.
That's great to go in the water.
So things that you use in textile mills to help the dyes stick to the fabrics and last longer, cadmium and other things from different industries, PCBs and things like that, they've all settled. They came down river and got blocked in by that dam. And Dave always describes it as like a bathtub being filled up with sand.
Yes, because they're
all settling out.
Yeah. Since Lake Conestee is south of the city, it traps all this sediment. It was once a big lake and it is slowly filling in with sediment. And we can talk about that after the break. Stay tuned. We're talking about Lake Conestee here right in Greenville County, right? It's just a few miles south of the city. You're listening to Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.